thank the Lord for the praise team. Amen. The musicians. Amen. They blessed us. I was blessed, y'all. Amen. I thank the Lord, amen, for people with a heart, amen, to minister, to do what they can do. Amen. Thank you. Thank the Lord for Sister Nia. Amen. A new face over there on the praise team. Permanent member, I hope. A permanent member. Amen. Just keep on praising him, and the Lord is going to continue to bless you. Thank the Lord for all of you all that have made it out on this cold, amen, wintry day. Man, all those winds were howling last night, weren't they? Man, it sounded like the wolves were out there. But we thank the Lord that he kept us safe, kept our property safe, brought us here once again to give him glory and praise. Amen, I need a word this morning, y'all. I need a word, and I am expecting a word. Man, and we have a man of God that does not let us down, does not disappoint us, because he's given us what the Lord has given. Man, so I thank the Lord for that. We want to stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Man, and honor to the man of God who labors abundantly in the word and in prayer for all of us. I've been around him for a little while, and he calls out everybody's name. You know, I've never seen someone so comprehensive in prayer. Amen. Every name, every situation, amen, he captures you in his mind, amen, and he rolls it into prayer. He rolls you into prayer and offers you up to the Lord. I thank the Lord for a good man that we have here. Not everybody has an individual that's looking to save souls and to minister to souls, amen. So we're going to give the Lord a great big hand praise as we bring our pastor, amen, Russell T. Perkins. I can't do it like Sister Perkins. Amen. Russell T. Perkins. Amen. Our pastor. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. It's great to be here. It's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. And you know, there are a lot of places we could be. There's a lot of places we probably deserve to be. But I thank the Lord that we're here together in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. It's good to see all of you. My brother here, Brother Hare, good to see you. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today. Of course, we miss First Lady, who's traveling with her auntie on vacation. And this is week two. She's going to miss one more Sunday. She's going to miss one more Sunday. Y'all be praying for me. It's rough, but God is good. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We stand in awe of you. Lord, we come in your precious name. We come in that name that's higher than any other name. That name is Jesus. We come, Lord, in the saving name. We come in the devil-chasing name. We come, hallelujah, in the delivering, healing name. We come, hallelujah, to lift you up, Lord. And Lord, we come, Lord, hallelujah, and we're glad about the opportunity to gather in your name, Lord, hallelujah. And we just know that tomorrow's not promised. Next Sunday's not promised, hallelujah. We're going to praise you today, Lord, hallelujah. We're going to lift you up today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on with us, Lord. Somebody had to press their way to get here today, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody had to even press their way to even get on Facebook. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you together. Hallelujah. And lift your name up. And Lord, when it's all said and done today, our prayer is that you would get maximum glory in your own house. Hallelujah. We praise you. We lift you up. Lord, saturate this place with your glory, your manifest presence, hallelujah, in your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go to the book of Acts again, chapter 5, hallelujah. Last week we talked from chapter 4, Wired for Impact. Chapter 5, we're going to go to verse 17. And there are going to be probably some more scriptures that I read after I do these few verses here. So just stay tuned. Verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees. And as I said last week, they were sad, you see, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night, there's another but here. I love these buts. Last week we talked about however, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple. They're supposed to be in jail, y'all. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut up with all safety, and the keeper standing without or outside before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. We got prisoners. We got a prison. All the cells are locked. All the guards are there, but no prisoners. Hallelujah. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them which wherewith this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. We trust God will bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The topic comes from the whole passage, but verse 19, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. The topic is simply jailbreak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might not need a jailbreak, but you might need a depression break, an anxiety break, a heartbreak break, an anger break, a shame break, acting a fool break, hallelujah, fornication and adultery break, but everybody in here needs a break, hallelujah. And this jail break, hallelujah, was accomplished supernaturally. They didn't have the other disciples come and break them out. It was supernatural. And any true deliverance, praise God, hallelujah, it's got to come from the Lord. We can do our part. We can call on the name of the Lord. We can stand in his will. We can pray. We can trust him. And we should. We have to. There's no other place we should put our trust. Hallelujah. But when it's all said and done, hallelujah, unless the Lord keeps the house, unless the Lord steps in, unless the Lord shows up strong, hallelujah, it's just not going to happen, hallelujah, without his power, without his grace, hallelujah. And everybody in here needs a break. I'm talking about a jail break, hallelujah. The scriptures talk in various places, really Old Testament and New, about God's people ending up in jail, hallelujah. Joseph in jail on a false charge, hallelujah. We find the man of God, Paul, men of God, Paul and Silas in a Philippian jail in the 16th chapter of this book. We find in the 12th chapter of this book that Peter is by himself put in jail, and it's supernaturally. Angel intervened. Hallelujah. In the 16th chapter, there was an earthquake. There are other occasions where the ground shook. Hallelujah. By the power of God, and people got freed from their situation. Hallelujah. Something's got to happen. Praise God. We can't stay just like we are. Praise God. God's got to do something in our life. We got to give something to the Lord. We got to trust him for some things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the world is hoping. Hallelujah. That what we're saying is true. But sometimes they need some evidence and some proof. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you and I, often are exhibit A, B, Z, all through Z, praise God, because they may not read the word for themselves. And they need somebody to stand up and declare the truth and say, I was this, and now I'm that. I was in sin, but God brought me out. My heart was broken, but God mended me. God healed me. My heart is now fixed, praise God. Hallelujah. I made up my mind I'm going to serve him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And here they are. They didn't learn anything in chapter 4, thinking they could crush the church. And you know, if you want to crush something, try to crush it early before it gets some momentum. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know, it's a sad indictment that even in 2025, even in the United States, places all over the world, that people are still trying to hurt children. Hallelujah. Trying to get them before they can get to the point where they can help themselves. Hallelujah. And it takes people of God in strategic places, in the school system, in the doctor's office, praise God. Hallelujah. In the neighborhoods, in the families, hallelujah, to stand up, praise God. Hallelujah. And decide, not on my watch. No, not in my family. No, not in my school. No, not in my neighborhood, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just wish somebody in this church would make up their mind, praise God, that they're going to be an agent of deliverance for the power of God. That they're going to stand in the gap, praise God. We need some gap standers, hallelujah. We need some interceders, intercessors, praise God, that will pray for people and don't even have to know you're praying for them. And just go to the altar and put them on the altar, hallelujah. And don't go to the altar, praise God. We go with boldness, but we don't go to the altar thinking it's an altar of entitlement. It is a throne of grace. And so we have to be broken up as we pray. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, we're not entitled. We're not entitled. We believe God will do it. Praise God. We trust him to do it. We have faith that he would do it. But after all, we know he has the last say. We don't order him around. He's not a Mr. Belvedere. He's not our big butler in the sky. We just have to have a relationship with him. And these men had a relationship with the Lord. And you know, before the jailbreak, hallelujah, there's always in the scripture a time, a period of time of incarceration, hallelujah, where God's people call on their God. And, you know, even if it's not an actual jail, remember the day of Pentecost? But before that, before the breakout, before the jailbreak, hallelujah, let me put it like that, on the day of Pentecost, they were in the upper room praying for 10 days. Hallelujah, trusting God, but not knowing exactly what would happen. There's no scripture that told them exactly what would happen. Exactly like the Holy Ghost would fall. They just prayed because Jesus told them to. Hallelujah. The Lord tells us to pray without ceasing. That's not Perkins telling you that. The Lord said pray without ceasing. The Lord says, hallelujah, praise God, that you don't have to be a prisoner. You don't have to be unfree. You can be free indeed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said the truth will make you free. And the truth will make you free. And they were there as instruments of change, instruments of freedom, instruments of victory, instruments of deliverance, instruments of healing. Hallelujah, praise God. There were times when people came by their shadows, praise God. Miracles were happening. We know at the beginning of the book, we talk about Ananias and Sapphira. But right before the part I read, hallelujah, starting at verse 12, in the hands of the apostles, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And I'll skip down. And it says, inasmuch that they brought, verse 15, the sick unto the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Hallelujah. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed, every one, not by Peter's shadow, but by the power of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. The one, hallelujah, that went away so they could have some power. The one that they were connected to. The one that they were willing to die for. The one, hallelujah, that they were threatened about. The one, praise God, hallelujah, that they kept on preaching. Hallelujah. They would beat them and say, don't preach no more in that name. And they look up, they're preaching in that name. They threatened them. Praise God. They kept on preaching in the name. They put them in the middle of the circle again in the Sanhedrin council in this scripture, and they kept on doing what they were doing. And God blessed them. And it tells us at the end of the chapter, after everything that happened, praise God, they called them before the council again. They said, don't preach in this name. Then, hallelujah, they had a conversation with a great man named Gamaliel. And Gamaliel said, look, why y'all so keyed up? If it's not from God, it's going to fall on its own. You ain't got to do nothing. But if it is from God, you might want to back up. Unless you be found to try to fight God. And they say, okay, that's wisdom. They act like they're going to follow. Then they get the disciple and they beat him again. Don't you preach in that name. And look, and this is the part that just got me all crazy here, y'all, this morning. Verse 40, Acts 5. And to him they agreed. Talking about Gamaliel. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed, the disciples, from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And here's the kicker, verse 42. And daily, every day, in the temple and in every house, ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. There's got to be a jailbreak for the gospel to get where it needs to go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. I haven't used this word yet in this message. It's not included in the title. But in between and underneath the scriptures that I have read and referred to, there's a little word, but it's a big word. It's not that little, but it's a big word. Hallelujah. Lurking underneath. It's a shouting word. It should be. It's called redemption. Oh, hallelujah. It's called redemption. Being bought back from a situation of being, hallelujah, in bondage. Hallelujah. And there's a bondage break in redemption. There's a jailbreak from what you used to do and what you used to be. The places you used to go, you don't go no more because you had a jailbreak, praise God. An experience, praise God. A redemption experience with the Lord, hallelujah. And redemption is caused by the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And praise the Lord, hallelujah. About 20 centuries ago, hallelujah, there was a different kind of jailbreak. It was a tomb break, hallelujah. And Jesus broke out of the tomb. And guess what? There was an angel involved in that one too. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was supernatural. He was wrapped in some linen dead clothes, grave clothes. and they were neatly to the side. Hallelujah. And that was proof, partial proof, circumstantial proof that nobody has stolen that body. What you gonna do? Unwrap a body and carry a dead, a naked body around? Something had happened in that tomb. And it looked like, if you read the scriptures and you go down the Greek, it looked like the tomb had shot off of that. It wasn't just somebody with some tools who came and they carefully moved that big heavy rod. It was like it had shot off, that some kind of power had shot that thing, that some kind of heavenly divine instituted by an angel, some kind of thing that we don't know anything about, it's too big for our man, caused that that rock to come off of that tomb. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. For the tomb break. Long before we were even born. I almost said thought about, but the Lord loved us before the foundation of the world. We are redeemed by his blood. Nobody should like to be in bondage. Me and my big brother used to play a game. My mama had to stop it, because you know boys can be rough, right? He had to stop it. We used to tie each other up. If any children listen to this, don't do this. Please don't do this. We used to tie each other up. And as we got more adept at it, it would get rougher. And sometimes we have it tied up so that if you move, you start cutting off your own hair, you know. And my mama came in there one time, and she just was horrified and made us stop doing that. And my brother was bigger and stronger. I never did catch him. He's still taller than I am. But back then, he towered over me. We're just 2 years apart. He was stronger, and so he could tie his ropes tighter. And I'm in there helpless, tied up. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be fun. Some of the stuff you think is fun is just you being tied up. Hallelujah. And then when it's over, when the gratification is over, you still got some soul ties you got to deal with. Hallelujah. Some ties with whatever situation you were in. And you look back later and say, why in the world did I stay with this person all that time? There's a spiritual thing to it. Hallelujah. That you need to be freed from. And Jesus died to free you from it. And the apostles were beaten so they could preach the word and get the word out. Hallelujah. For generations to come so that we could read the word and say, oh, an earthquake got them out of jail. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord used an angel to open the prison doors and they went back to preaching before anybody knew about the jailbreak. God will give you a victory over something before the forces that are fighting against you will necessarily even know anything about it, praise God. Because sometimes when we speaking to the Lord, hallelujah, in other tongues, hallelujah, it's for our edification, hallelujah. We're talking to the Lord. The devil can't translate that. He don't know nothing about that. Praise God. That ain't none of his business. That's between you and the Lord. Hallelujah. He don't know that bonds are being broken. Praise God. He look up looking for us. Praise God, in the prison. And we somewhere preaching. God knows how to do it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? I'm going to do a chair illustration, but it's not the one that y'all afraid of. It's not the one that y'all hate because I've done it 20 times. It's another one. It's another one. I don't have all my little implements of it, but I'm going to give it to you. Hallelujah. This chair is made out of some kind of material, some metal, some kind of fabric, probably some kind of foam for the cushion. Hallelujah. Whatever price associated with that, we had to pay when we bought that. Praise the Lord. It has the value for somebody to sit in it and not fall, because if the chair got broke, we would take it out of the sanctuary so that nobody would get hurt. Hallelujah. It doesn't have any eternal value. It is not organic. It does not have, it doesn't breathe. It does not have a soul. It does not have the ability to hear what I'm talking about. But every person in this room will probably be gone, and this chair will still be around for people to sit in. What's your point? Life is short, and we better be about our Father's business today. I got a coat hanger at home. There was a garment attached to the coat hanger. It was a Cain Sloan coat hanger. Those of y'all who are not from Nashville, y'all don't know what that is, but that was a department store. It's closed now. Cain Sloan is closed. But I got a coat hanger that'll still be around unless somebody throws it away when I leave here. Am I getting the point to you? It's now it's time to come clean with the Lord so you can get your jailbreak. Whatever it is, and everybody's got something, hallelujah, that we got to struggle with. We got something that God wants us to defeat. We got something that God wants us to get past. Somebody here needs a depression break. Somebody needs, hallelujah, a bad habit break, an addiction break. Somebody needs a sexual something break. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we need the power of God to do it. Hallelujah. So that we can bless somebody else. Praise God. And when God breaks the jail cell for you, hallelujah, you become a candidate to help somebody else get out of that same kind of jail cell. Because you can say, I was once in that same kind of jail, and God brought me out. I once sat in that same seat, and God brought me out. And you can testify the goodness of the Lord and say, I didn't do it. God did it. I don't get the praise. God gets the glory. God did it for me. He can do it for you. I'm a witness, praise God. I wouldn't lie to you, praise God. I was in X, Y, and Z, hallelujah, and God brought me out, praise God. I come from a family that for generations was in X, Y, and Z, and God brought me out. Now I can bring out my little cousins then. Now I can bring about the young men coming behind me. Now I can mentor some young ladies. Now, hallelujah, I can tell of his goodness, and it's got some teeth to it because I got a testimony behind it. Hallelujah. I can tell. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes people are not quite ready, even as powerful as the word is, to just hear the word by itself unless you mix it with your story. Hallelujah. There's glory in this story in the scripture, that's for sure. Hallelujah. But we have stories that are tied to this story. And people need to hear it Because the first thing they want to know when they come to the church is it real? Hallelujah. And if you tell them, I came from that same neighborhood. Hallelujah. I went to that same school. I went to that same club. Hallelujah. I went to that same abortion clinic. I did X, Y, Z. I'm getting real with y'all today. Hallelujah. And God brought me out of it. And I'm helping other people not to do the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we just need, hallelujah, an exhaustion break. Just tired. Just need some help. Just need an infusion of the power on high. Just need a second wind. Hallelujah. We've hit a wall and we need the Lord to take us through that wall. Hallelujah. And God will do it. Hallelujah. He will bless you. I have hit so many walls in my walk with the Lord. Hallelujah. In my 68 years on God's green earth, praise the Lord, I can tell you stories that make the hair stand on the back of your neck, praise the Lord, but I'm still here, praise God. I bet that brother's got some stories, hallelujah, got some little gray hair mixed in him. He's been through a thing or two, hallelujah. Even these young people, they can tell you some stuff. They got stuff going on in the schools we ain't even have to think about, praise the Lord. People didn't bring guns to school back then. If they did, it was a pea shooter, a 22. You might get shot 5 times and be back in school on Monday. Now they got these weapons that if they shoot you in your arm, if you don't get immediate medical treatment, you're going out of here. They're so powerful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We can't stay where we are. The scripture tells us so plain, we're to walk with Jesus. We're to follow him. We're to take up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow. That's not static. That's not standing still. And it certainly is not backpedaling, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to step forward in the name of Jesus. We have to say, Lord, I'm still struggling with this. Lord, hallelujah. I wanted to hurt somebody yesterday because they were all up in my face. Whatever it is, that's not my testimony, but it could be. Hallelujah. And we just have to know, praise God, hallelujah, that God's able. And the devil will tell you, you can't do it because of this. Well, you can't work this kind of job because you got this kind of thing on your record. You can't do this because this last 2 jobs you had, they're not going to give you a reference. You can't get this scholarship because nobody with your grade point average has ever gotten this kind of scholarship. The enemy will tell you things like that. But what you do, what the Bible says, just keep on knocking on some doors. God may have a better scholarship for you. God may have a better opportunity for you. Just keep knocking on doors. Don't give up. That's what the enemy wants God's people to do, to get somewhere and find a comfy seat. Hallelujah. To feel sorry for ourselves. Hallelujah. And you know, I'm not above that. Hallelujah. There were moments even this very week. I can't tell y'all all about it. Hallelujah. It involves other people. But there were moments when I felt sorry for myself. I said moments. I didn't stay there. Where I said, is anything I do ever going to be enough? And then I said, well, his grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in this weak moment I'm having. I refuse to stay right here. Jesus went through too much for me to be right here. I'm not going to be right here. My mama, them, they sacrificed too much. hallelujah, to give me notebooks and stuff, to give me weekly readers, and to get me, to get our family some encyclopedias, praise God. They sacrificed too much. My dad worked two jobs, hallelujah. I just can't get to a certain point in my life and say I'm going to sit down. I'm tired. I don't like the way things are. I don't like the way people responded to me. And so I'm just going to sit down, praise God. And the things, my grandmamas, they were what you call day workers or domestic workers, working on their knees, cleaning sinks and floors for below, wasn't no minimum wage back then. Might be working for $2 a day and then have to spend half of that on trying to get home, bus fare, whatever, catching transfers and all that. And it was because of the grace of God. You know, I was strategically placed, hallelujah, in a family, in the projects, praise God. Wasn't a church-going family, hallelujah, but it was a working family, hallelujah. If you call somebody stupid, it didn't have to be somebody in the family. If you called anybody stupid, that was a curse word, and that meant a whooping. If you did something, you stole some cookies, and they told you not to mess with those cookies, and you lied, you stole two cookies, you got two whoopers. You got two whoopers, one for doing it and one for lying about it. And guess what? They broke me a lie. You can't hardly pay me to lie down. I've been broken for that. I tell my children this, they laugh, praise the Lord. I went to bed at 8:30. Until I was in college. Why? My mom and dad said go to bed. But I want to watch Bonanza. No, tomorrow's a school day. You go to bed at 8:30. Now, when it wasn't a school day, I could stay up to 10. In the summer, I could stay up to 10. Little two-year-olds be outdoors ripping and running in the neighborhood. I'm in bed, mad. About to cry. That two-year-old is out there kicking it. And I'm in the bed. Hallelujah. Went to college. Praise the Lord. When they had an 8 o'clock class, guess what? It wasn't no problem for me. Because I don't went to bed at 8:30 the night before. Hallelujah. And the Lord blessed me. Hallelujah. End up with a scholarship to law school by God's grace. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how humble your beginnings were. It doesn't matter if you had white beans for dinner pretty much every night during the week. It just doesn't matter how rough it was. Hallelujah. God is able to bless you. God is able to lift you. Hallelujah. And, you know, I have to be careful saying this because I might have some uncles listening. And they might shoot me a text, and I don't mess with my uncles. I respect them. But there were, let me put this gently. For generations and generations, there were some people in my family that liked to. And some of them ended up where the apostles ended up. But it wasn't false charges. And there were times after I became a lawyer, they would call me and ask me to come down to some country town to help with one of those situations where somebody ended up where Peter and John were in jail. Am I being gentle enough? You think I'm gonna get a nasty gram from my uncles? Please don't, because I'm scared of y'all. I don't want to make y'all mad. And I would go down there, and it'd be a country town, and it'd be a judge, a hostile judge, a judge that wasn't glad about the situation, wasn't glad about somebody in my family accused of breaking a bill bar over somebody's head in an illegal jump, in an illegal joint, in a dry county. Y'all follow me? It's all messed up. I'm a new lawyer. I don't do criminal work. But my auntie called me. So I said, here I come. I went down there. Had to end up going down there about 3 times. My relative, I have to say relative, not cousin, aunt, I don't want to identify anybody. My relative, that third time, my relative walked out of jail with me. And I didn't know what I was doing. And I told him I didn't. But I worked for minimum wage, and they didn't pay me that. When I say I worked for minimum wage, that means I spent hours and hours and hours trying to learn the criminal law and the criminal procedure, because I didn't want to go down there and commit malpractice. So I did a good job, but God did it. He put something in me. And I prayed before I went down there. And whatever the judge name, I said, Lord, give me favor with Judge Jones. I said, Lord, give me favor with Judge Jones. Even if you don't like people that look like me, give me favor with that. Even if he'd been out with the prosecutor on the checkerboard before court, talking about the case, trying to decide the case before the case was called. Whatever is happening, you don't know what's happening when you go to those country places. I said, whatever is going on, break it up. And bring my relative out of jail. And we walked out of jail together. I'm glad they didn't put me in her place. God is great and greatly to be praised. And everybody in here needs a jailbreak. Hallelujah. And we can have the right to expect a jailbreak because of the tomb break 2,000 years ago. And all God's people said, all God's people said, hallelujah. Hallelujah.